at the Almani shelter camp in the western coastal area of Deir el-Bala. Hundreds of displaced Palestinians say they are hoping for improved living conditions as the second phase of the ceasefire gets underway. Hope comes against the backdrop of political efforts underway, led by United States President Donald Trump. Iyad Abu Sada, a widow and mother of three, says she is struggling to survive after her husband was recently killed in the Jabalia refugee camp. Now displaced, Iyad says she and her children urgently need support as they try to cope with the loss and ongoing humanitarian crisis.
بقول لك هدول الخيام في المرحلة الثانية الخيام اللي بيبعتوا لنا اياها الشرايط كلة عقل هدول يبعتوا لنا يعني
In the upcoming second phase, we want real tents. We want mobile homes. We want nothing but a secure life, as we need blankets and mattresses. I am now a widow and a mother, and am depending on my parents, who live in the same shelter camp.
But Hamdi Ali, a displaced father of eight, says he has little hope that an expected second phase of the mediated ceasefire will bring meaningful relief for families like his.
No one is taking care of us except God. What we are asking for the most is for the war to end, so we can return to a normal life. We want our children back in their classrooms, to be able to feed them and care for them properly. Right now, we can't live, we can't work, and we can't even provide food for our children.
On Monday, Donald Trump met with Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss the second phase of the ceasefire. Trump has said he wants the next phase to begin early next year. Under the proposed second phase, a technocratic governing authority would be formed, Hamas would disarm, and Israeli forces would withdraw. The plan would then move into a reconstruction phase for Gaza. However, Netanyahu has insisted that Hamas must disarm before Israeli troops withdraw and the agreement can move forward. Mohammed Abu Jayab is an economic analyst from Gaza.
Clearly, the American administration wants to move this process forward as a political success, not necessarily out of concern for rebuilding Gaza, but to launch major projects across the Middle East and to expand the Abraham Accords before the end of President Trump's term. It's true that Israel has its own interests and objectives, but ultimately, U.S. interests are likely to prevail, which could support the ceasefire process and help accelerate Gaza's reconstruction. Still, that reconstruction faces enormous challenges, including logistical, technical, financial, and funding obstacles, as well as the realities of dense population and displacement.
Since October 2025, Donald Trump has pledged that the region would enter what he calls an unprecedented era of peace, saying it would be unlike anything seen in thousands of years. He has signaled determination to move forward with his 20-point plan aimed at ending the war in Gaza. The question now is whether the U.S. president can translate that ambition into a lasting peace. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.